This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line 605-477-3249. Rich Sheevan's with us. Offgridmontana.com. Welcome, Rich Sheevan.
Well, thank you, Vincent Fennelli. How's everything with you this morning? Uh-oh. Oh, no. Not the three-letter word.
Well, yeah. You know, Rich, you know, I was thinking about that, and we really do need to tell the class this very important information. So the cold is snapping, right? So I'm going to be really quick to for this. If you don't have a hydrometer to check your coolant or antifreeze, up north it's called antifreeze, down south it's called coolant. In your radiator for your water-cooled engine, why don't you get a hydrometer? They're about $6. You can get them at the Chinese factory outlet. You can get them on the Internet. And these little bulbs you squeeze, and there's a needle pointer, and you fill up that that cavity with coolant, and it'll tell you the temperature at which your coolant will freeze. So I'm thinking for most people, minus 35 degrees would be just fine. And that would be a 50-50 mix of full-strength antifreeze and 50% distilled water. So if you haven't done that and you think that maybe your coolant isn't up to par, you ought to do that. And that will prevent your engine from freezing. And typically today, if your engine freezes, the block cracks, well, it's goodbye car because it's so expensive to change an engine. It may not make sense for most vehicles. So I just wanted to mention that. And one other thing is, you and I talked off the air last night about keeping your battery charged over the winter. What happens, class, is the electrolyte, which is sulfuric acid and water, in your lead-acid battery will freeze at temperatures of 32 degrees and lower Fahrenheit if it's not charged. If your battery is charged, it can go down really, really cold, you know, below minus 30 if you have a fully charged battery. Okay, so all you have to do is, if you have a battery charger and you're not using your car in the winter, charge it once a week. You know, if you have a trickle charger, that's the way to go. Leave it on for a day and then take it off. And then put it on a week later and then take it off. So you leave it on for a day and then you take it off. I don't like the idea of leaving a trickle charger on all winter because it will cause the electrolyte to evaporate. And you could boil over the battery, believe it or not. So be really careful when you do that. So the idea, and if you're going to check your electrolyte, you need to wear safety goggles and gloves and protect yourself because you're dealing with sulfuric acid. It can burn your eyes. It can blind you. And if you get it on your skin, you immediately need to wash it and wash it and wash it and wash it and wash it off. Okay? So those are the thoughts about automobiles. One other quick announcement. I've been invited by John Stattmiller to join Steve Elkins. Steve Elkins is going to be sitting in on the National Intel Report on Wednesday from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the evenings, Central Time, on republicbroadcasting.org. So Steve Elkins invited me to join him, and I guess we're going to be co-hosts, filling in for John Stattmiller. And the broadcast is going to be about preparedness. So it may be a one of deal. It may be a regularly occurring thing. We don't know. At 6 to 8 p.m. this Wednesday on Republic Broadcasting. So it will be preparedness only. And if you have questions about what we're talking about on topic, please call in. If you've got a better way of doing it, we're all ears. Other than that, we're not going to be talking about politics. We're just going to be talking about preparedness, what you need to know, based on the items in my book, of which there are 94 that I've decided that we can discuss on the air, 94 items that Steve will have his choice to select from when we're on the air on Wednesday. Rich Eben, what do you have for us today? What's on your
mind? Well, I think what we're going to do, folks, is, and before I even get into my rants, I just want to let people know, for those of you who might be new listeners, the three-letter word that I always refer to is car, or multi-letter word, vehicle. Because we all know Vincentelli, even though we can't see him on the radio, I can tell you right now his neck swells when he talks about cars. So, but I do want to add one thing, believe it or not. And one thing you told me last night, too, when you have a car that you don't use much during the summer, during the winter months, pardon me, especially in cold areas like Montana, to start your engine when it gets about 40 degrees at least once a month. And go in your garage, go to four. Obviously, your garage door needs to be opened so you don't die, okay, of carbon monoxide. But you also mentioned, Vince, to go forward and reverse just a couple feet for a minimum of 5 minutes to get all the lubricants and oils and things moving around in the engine, as well as the once a week for the trickle charger. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And the idea behind that is when you start your car, if it's really cold, let's say way below 32 degrees, it's freezing out, the oil is really thick, and starting an engine with really thick oil puts a lot of pressure on the seals and everything. So if you can wait till it warms up a little bit, like above freezing, that would be a good thing to do. And then when you start your vehicle, you want to let it warm up at least to operating temperature, and then a few minutes after that. And the reason I mentioned go forward and put it in forward, go forward some distance, and it could be just a few feet if that's all you can do because of snow, piled up outside your garage. There, and you want to make sure the exhaust is pointing outward, right? You don't want to asphyxiate. The idea is that you want to run the transmission fluid through the circuits, the forward circuits, the neutral, and the reverse circuits to lubricate the automatic transmission. When you step on the brake, you are then exercising the brake mechanism. You are applying fluid, and you're making sure that your brakes stay lubricated, if you will. We'll use that term, with brake fluid. So you want to make sure you exercise your master cylinder, which is connected to the brake pedal, and then your wheel cylinders and calipers. You want to make sure that they're exercised. And what will happen is most of the surfaces that contain bearings and seals will be lubricated. Now, if you only move forward and backward a few feet, while differential in the rear or the front differential, if you have four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, won't get much lubrication, but it's better than nothing. So the idea is to keep the seals lubricated and the bearings. Another thing is, if it's not really, really cold, like if it's 40 degrees or higher, you ought to exercise your air conditioning unit once a week if you can in the winter. That will keep the air conditioning seals lubricated because there's oil in the refrigeration circuit of your automobile's air conditioning unit. And if you exercise it once a week, that means just turn on for 30 seconds or so. If you do that, your air conditioning system will probably leak less and will last way longer. But you don't want to run your air conditioning when it's really cold, below freezing. You just don't want to do that. So 40 degrees and above, I would say exercise your air conditioning unit for 30 seconds. And that's whether it's in the garage or whether you're driving. Okay? You can do that, and I recommend that you do it.
Do you recommend the same thing to exercise the heating unit as well?
Sure, because there are valves that open and close. There are bearings that can dry out. So, yeah, I would exercise all of those things. Yep, heater, air conditioner. And this is just common sense. Now, on Wednesday, I'm going to be talking about the ethanol in the fuel. And that's a real problem, class, because ethanol is hygroscopic. It attracts moisture, and then you end up with moisture in your fuel tank and then moisture in your fuel system. And then if you have a carburetor, it's just nasty. It corrodes the carburetors. And now, if you talk to companies that make, air-cooled lawn and garden equipment, they'll tell you, oh, yeah, carburetors, yeah, you replace them every couple of years. That's normal. It's not normal. It's because of the alcohol in the fuel. So I'll talk more in depth on that on Wednesday on Republic Broadcasting about my recommendations for that. So I just wanted to mention, Rich, even that batteries are so darn expensive. I mean, they really are. You've got a vehicle with batteries, $160, $170, $200. We have the same thing here at the farm. You've got a truck that's got a battery, other vehicles. And if you don't keep them charged in the winter, they can freeze, and when they freeze, they will physically, the lead plates will physically buckle and break and crack, and the battery is not repairable once that happens.
Well, I'm very, very up to date on battery maintenance because obviously, as you know, I live off grid, so I use deep cycle lead acid batteries and not the shallow cycle that we're talking about in vehicles. So I need to make sure every 7 to 8 days, even during the cloudiest, coldest, shortest days of the year, I have to sometimes turn on my AC generator and have the AC go through my inverter charger so it gets banked, the voltage in amps, as DC current in my batteries. So I can't, when you have batteries, you cannot let them go very long without being fully charged. So I am obviously, I just can't believe, to be honest with you, I know I did a little dovetail in off-grid living here, but I just can't believe I actually extended the conversation on cars. I can't believe it. I think you should write this moment down.
I got a little highlighter.
About today, folks, as you know, I've been off the air doing a lot of chores, you know, getting my firewood up, hunting for meat, catching fish, finishing up the garden, preserving foods, and doing all the things that I typically do. And Vince will agree that every fall I pretty much take a few weeks off here and there to do these things. So what I'm going to do today, what we're going to do today, is I'm going to go through a bunch of articles that I just have saved. Oh, I'm guessing there's maybe 25, 30 articles on my desktop here. And I've saved them just over the past month here and there. Some articles are related, some aren't. Just to show how far we have fallen as a country and how we've entered the Orwellian 1984 Twilight Zone episodes and actually have gone beyond that. And this is going to not... And my purpose for doing this, as you know, for those of you who are regular listeners, is I try to wake people up and show how we've been distracted, dumbed down, and divided by every group, divided by gender, divided by shade of skin pigmentation, sexual orientation, religion, et cetera, and how the powers that be do not give a damn about any one of anybody in those groups. Their job is to divide us. Their job is to basically make us submissive and make us passive and break our will. So we are being afraid to be called a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, intolerant, violent hater, all this anti and ism and ist and phobia stuff on the back of every word, using group identity politics.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Yeah, well, thank you, Vince. You know, when I'm on speakerphone, it's for some reason, it's very difficult to hear the commercials coming up, so I apologize for that. Anyway, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go through a bunch of articles that I've just saved over the past month. I'm going to try not to spend too much time on each article because there's so many of them. But it really shows how we have fallen over regarding our country's future and our freedoms and our liberties, how they're descending rapidly like gravity, a rock thrown from a plane. And this is why we need the silent majority to not only read and research, but to have the courage and the guts to ignore political correctness. Because if we don't stand for principle, and I know I'm redundant on this, and this is just a base, there's three criteria that is so important, because we're all imperfect sinners. But if we decide to accept a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group we're in, then we will never have synergy. We'll always have infighting. We'll always, the elite will always be able to foment hate and be professional pot stirrers. Because everybody in the mainstream media, certain professional athletes, actors, celebrities, they're all bought and paid for actors. Look at the wealth behind the so-called Democrat Party. They're not JFK's Democrat Party. They have been hijacked by the elitists, by the globalists, to take away your rights. I mean, they're even going for the ability for the little person to protect themselves in their own home, a.k.a. gun rights. They're going after the want this because they want to take away freedom of speech, and they don't even want your opinion because they want to make you submissive. So I'm going to go through a few articles, and Vince, after I'm done, I'm going to do like a clump at a time. I just like that word, clump. So let's comment after I put in my two cents, and let me know what you think. Now, I'm going to start with all this, everything that comes from the powers that be, everything now. It used to be, you know, 50-50 years ago, and you can see the incrementalism, and now it's pretty close to 99-100%. Everything is either propaganda, lies, false flags, or hoaxes. Everything that comes from the mainstream media. I don't know how anybody is really dumb enough to say, I believe the mainstream media, because they can see it's all acting. It's all making you eliminate common sense and logic so the elites can control and manage the people. So first article here is President Trump and Attorney General William Barr promised to investigate the origins of the Russia hoax. So what do the Democrats do now? Now they're impeaching. I think they should. I think there should be a vote instead of all this talk. And then I think the Senate should basically subpoena everybody from Barack Obama to Clapper to Brennan to Hillary Clinton, the whole works. And let's see where this goes. And let's look at the facts. Let's look at the paper trails. Let's look at the 30,000 emails. Let's look at the bleach bit that destroyed all these so-called emails. From what I hear, they've been found. Uh-oh. Okay, next article. Whistleblower didn't even hear the Trump call. Simply heard rumors. Now they're protecting people and their anonymity by just rumors, gossip, second, third, fourth, fifth hand information. This is beyond, you know, when I was in the Boy Scouts for years, if you pointed the finger at somebody and said that they stole this or they did that, and you didn't have proof and you didn't name a name, you were toast. It was over. And here at the highest levels, we are allowing this because of political correctness and politics. Folks, it's not a left-right paradigm. It's very little of that and very much more the aristocracy managing and controlling the serfs. Next article. ABC publishes 100% false report. Corrects only half of it. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I don't think the Twilight Zone writers could have made this stuff up. And this is regards to the Trump-Ukraine call, which he
Hold that thought. We're going into another commercial break. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration blocking European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland from testifying in the House impeachment inquiry. The administration ordered him not to testify this morning, just a few hours before he was scheduled to start taking questions from lawmakers. Democrats consider Sondland a key player in the president's efforts to get the government of Ukraine to investigate alleged corruption by former VP Joe Biden and his son. As Sondland spoke with Trump before and after the president's July phone call, when he pressed the Ukrainian president to investigate the Bidens. In Washington, police are still on scene near the U.S. Supreme Court after a suspicious package was found
The justices are getting ready today to hear arguments on whether the Federal Civil Rights Act protects gay and transgender workers from discrimination in the workplace. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. It's going to be sliding.
Turn it up. Winner today is hot.
Last day. God, you're...
Take when you go to the for 2 seconds, turn it.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Off Grid Montana, Rich Stevens with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. You know, the next issue is this: what Democrat lawmakers are doing to rush for an impeachment inquiry for President Trump. Basically, what this is coup part two. That's all it is. There's no evidence. There's no nothing. I mean, can you imagine President Trump, they say he violated the law when he talked to Ukrainian President Zelensky about so-called alleged corruption involving former President Joe Biden. It's unbelievable. Keep in mind, Joe Biden right now isn't even in public office. He's a private citizen, just like you and me. Well, apparently, there's a 1999 treaty between the United States and Ukraine, which basically exonerates Trump, even if he did anything, because there's a document that, and it's filed. It's the treaty with Ukraine. It's filed in Congress regarding mutual legal assistance in criminal matters. So we've gotten to the point where nothing matters. Every narrative is made up. They start with the conclusion, and then they build so-called alleged evidence through bribery, blackmail, intimidation, threats. It's because everybody has a price, apparently. It's unbelievable. But yet, there's three Democrat senators who contacted Ukraine in May of 2018 demanding investigation into Trump. See, this is why we need to have practice with your preach laws, folks, because it's getting to the point where if you have a certain victim group or protectionist group status, depending on whatever group you're in, and that's especially true if you're a Democrat, which is funded by the aristocracy. And the short answer for that is because they don't want the people. That's why they call it populism. That's why they want to degrade us and demonize us and delegitimize us and discredit us, is because they don't want us to have a voice. They see things getting out of control in a very corrupt, manipulated system. They see people waking up, and that's the bottom line. And they need to control the narrative at all costs. And this is why everybody is a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, violent hater with an anti in front of every word, ism, ist, and phobia on the back of every word. They are literally, their desperation is so irrational that we're literally in fifth grade name calling. When you were in fifth grade, remember that, kids? Remember? That's exactly what is happening in America today. Okay, next clump. Oh, by the way, Vince, do you have any comments on those articles that I just mentioned?
Well, I do have a comment about dumbing down, and you mentioned that. And I've got to agree completely that we are being dumbed down. I just have one concrete example. It's just one tiny speck of an example. So if you wanted to buy a dishwasher today, class, you'll find that most dishwashers use a prepackaged type of detergent, because the dishwasher manufacturers don't think that you are smart enough to figure out how much dishwashing detergent you need. So, for example, if you have soft water, as we do here at the farm because we installed a water softener, we use probably a quarter the amount of dishwashing detergent in an automatic dishwasher that someone with hard water would use. So I know how much to put in the dishwasher, and I know that if I had a prepackaged amount that one size fits everybody, meaning those with soft water, they use one quarter of the amount. Those with hard water, they use four times the amount. Why would I want to use an amount that fits everybody when I can use only a quarter of that amount? Well, the manufacturers have decided that we're not smart enough to figure that out. So one size fits all, and you now buy these packets and pellets and just throw it in. Well, I found that it was really getting difficult to buy powdered dishwashing detergent. Sam's Club used to sell it in these buckets. They were 35 pounds, and they used to be less than $10, and now they're getting harder and harder to find. The sizes of the buckets are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. The price keeps going higher and higher per ounce. So I ended up buying a lifetime supply, literally a lifetime supply, because I think that the best dishwasher in the world is Whirlpool, and it'll out old ones. And I have three of them, two spares, just in case, because I think that what's going to happen is I'm going to be forced to use these pellets, and I don't want to use these pellets with all these extra chemicals. I don't want to do it, so I'm not going to do it. So what I'm saying, Rich, even, that's just one example of how we are being dumbed down, just one. So all you have to do is go to Lowe's. It's closing 20 stores this year. Go to Lowe's or Home Depot and look at the appliances and see what you see. See if you find that they're assuming that you're as dumb as a box of rocks. And unfortunately, some people are as dumb as a box of rocks, and we call them the GDP. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. And Vince, I want to thank you, as I do periodically over the years, to allow me to exercise my First Amendment rights. Just think, folks, the so-called Democrats, we shouldn't even call them Democrats. We shouldn't even call them the left, because and paid for. Everybody, look at all the corruption with the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the DOJ. Everybody at the highest levels, and maybe not everybody, but it seems like a very large amount of people are all owned, O-W-N-E-D, the button paid for, because everybody has a price. So, that being said, I'm going to go back to my rant. Next clump of articles. New York Times removes race context after black girl admits faking hate crime. Next article. Engineering schools are now admitting that they are lowering the bars of standards and expectations to allow women in their schools. Next article. Suspect punches deputy, grabs her gun, and fires at her repeatedly. Now, exceptions to the rule. But majority speaking, generally speaking, and I'm going to say great majority. I define the great majority by 75%. I would say that, and I'm being gracious with this, I would say that 75, and comparing age to age, okay? I would say that probably 75% of women cannot take physically in a fight their peers who are men. I mean, you just look at this whole transgender thing with sports. I know so many women, young women, who have worked hard, whether they be in sports or they be in cheerleading, worked so hard to stay fit, to look good, to be strong. And you have all these suboptimal men who identify as women now breaking records and beating women. And I don't think it's fair that that is happening. It's politically incorrect to say that, but when you have people who put in the time and the effort, when hard work, effort, results, and qualifications no longer mean anything, then America's gone, because that's what built America. That's a big part of it. Okay, next article. Marriage rates are falling due to shortage of economically attractive men, study finds. Now, folks, for those of you who are just tuning in, you know, I take some time off in the fall, and I was here last week, and I missed about a month before that because so I saved an article here and there. And it's unbelievable to me how political correctness has gone bat crap crazy. And if this wasn't Vince Finelli's show and this shows it wasn't on AM or FM, I wouldn't be using the term bat crap. But this is really an insult to Americans. Okay? This is why Candace Owens says the war is not against women, it's against men. And we've been saying this for years. And political correctness has been saying otherwise because they need to divide us. Well, just like Representative Omar from Minnesota, you know that one, that congresswoman who married her gay brother for immigration fraud? You know, she's the one who said that Latinos can't compete in a merit-based system. You know what I'm talking about, right? Well, the reason why there's a shortage of economically attractive or viable men, as is put in the article, and I'm just going to use my background here. Back in the late 70s, my dream was to come out to the Northern Rockies, so I was going to get a 20-year stint to come out with a retirement pension from the Fire Department of New York City. Well, that was the year, if you were a white male, unless you had, veterans credits, you basically stood very little chance on making it. And I wasn't a good tester on paper, but I was physically fit. I was bench pressing 365 pounds at 19 years old. You know, I could run up any mountain. I could carry a 100-pound pack. I can carry people up and down ladders. You know, the qualifications to be a firefighter. Well, that was the year that the women's group sued because they could not pass the test. Let me repeat that. Women's groups sued because they couldn't pass the test to become a firefighter. Look it up. If Google and Microsoft and all these groups, Facebook hasn't deleted this information. So what they did, what did they sue for? They sued because they couldn't pass the test. So they sued to lower the bars of standards and expectations. So all those economic viable men didn't get the job. Next, my next plan B to get to the Northern Rockies was to get a job at the National Forest Service. So I got a degree in upstate New York in the Adirondacks. I went to an interview. The interviewer, who was an employee, who was a white male, an older guy, I remember he had gray hair, he said, "You're basically there for show. I cannot hire you as a white male." They hired two girls sitting in the waiting room with no experience and no education. So to all those women who can't find economic viable men, it's because they're not picked for the job, because of group identity politics. Now, when I worked for the pharmaceutical industry, which basically was my plan, like, G, I did a 20-year stint there, I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis and nerve damage. So I tried to go part-time with GlaxoSmithKline, you know, the same CEO right now who's on the board of Microsoft. You know that company. Anyway, but GlaxoSmithKline told me when I asked for a part-time job share, which they were given to hundreds of people around the country, were all women. They told me that part-time job shares were for women only. Well, I tried to contact 30 different attorneys. I consulted with 30 different attorneys. One attorney took the job, and then shortly, I don't know if he got intimidated by Glaxo Welcome or threatened by Glaxo Welcome or bribed by GlaxoSmithKline. Glaxo Welcome was the merger prior to that. GlaxoSmithKline. I apologize. So anyway, he dropped the case. I had attorneys tell me that if you were a woman, the same thing happened to you, you would have a $10 million settlement by the end of the day. I had attorneys tell me that as a poor, middle-class, white male, heterosexual with a Christian name, that I had no group.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us, Off Grid Montana, and you can find his book on the internet, Amazon, One New York Man's Journey to Off Grid Living in Montana. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. And I'll tell you something, folks. I don't even promote my book anymore because my book is I've had books returned to me where the comment section, the context has been, the words have been changed, switched around, the table of contents have been eliminated, the introductory chapter and the first chapter has been eliminated, just things moved around. We are in a book burning era in America today. And going back to what I was saying before the break, I want you to think about how I couldn't even, after consulting 30 attorneys, no one would take the case because I was a poor/middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name with no group self-pity points. And this is just some of the articles that are published in the public domain about GlaxoSmithKline. GlaxoSmithKline has just been fined a whopping $3 billion for bribing doctors, lying to the FDA, and faking clinical trial data and fraudulent marketing. I'm just having a hard time reading this small print. U.S. media blackout. Italian courts rules vaccine cause autism. It was a GlaxoSmithKline product. Pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline accidentally released 45 liters of concentrated live polio virus in the environment. This isn't me. These are published articles in the public domain. So if the powers that be want to kill us, want to do anything possible and disobey the rule of law, they can do it. And we have no rights, we have no protection, and we have no restitution under the rule of law. And just a little sidebar here. When Congress keeps inviting Candace Owens or Farmer or whatever her married name is, I think you should stop doing this, Congress, because every time you invite her, she eats your lunch. Okay. Next clump of articles. Oh, Vince, do you have any comment about I personally think economically and socially the worst issue in America is when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a group under the guise of equality, fairness, diversity, tolerance, prosperity, and none of it happens. What you're basically doing is insulting the work ethic, ability, and intelligence of all these people and saying that you can't compete. Your work is suboptimal. This is degrading. This is disrespectful. And you never empower a group or a nation by lowering the bars of standards and expectations. All you're doing is rewarding mediocrity and turning an destroying America and turning it into the law of diminishing returns and eliminating knowledge, ingenuity, productivity, innovation, and opportunity from the masses. Vince, what is your comment on that?
Back in the 1950s and the 1960s, we used to talk about products that were made in Japan as, well, it's made in Japan. Made in Japan back then meant junk, meant substandard, not even suboptimal. I mean, really poor quality in every respect. And we didn't think much of the Japanese. We had a low opinion of them because of the substandard products that they made. Now, I'm not talking about race here. I'm just talking about the products that they made, we didn't think much of. So we didn't think much of the entire country because of the lousy products they made. Well, that's not true anymore. Because we sent some of our professors from a university in the United States to go over there and teach them about quality and quality circles. Well, you mentioned lowering the standards for women in engineering school. So the question is, do you want a substandard engineer designing your hip replacement, hypodermic needles, automotive steering systems, multi-story apartment buildings, elevators? How about a bridge? So in that line of thinking, I decided I wanted to test out what it's like to get a job today. What do you have to do? And one of the largest employers in the country is the Chinese factory outlet. So I called a superstore, or a supercenter as they call it, Chinese factory outlet supercenter. And I got the gal at the control tower, the operator, if you want to call her that. And I asked her about, what do I need to do to apply for a job? And she said, well, you need to go online and apply, or you need to come into the store and apply at the kiosk. And I said, I don't want to do that. I'd like to talk to a person. She said, well, you can't talk to a person until you apply online. And I said, well, I can do any job that you have. Any job at all. I can fix your microwave communication system. I can fix your computer network. I can be a customer service person, a cashier, automotive parts salesperson, a store accountant, a store manager, a clerk, an assistant manager, an automotive account mechanic. I can do every job that you have. And you don't have to look at anybody else. I'm ready to go. I'm your next employee. I'm qualified to do anything that you've got. She said, well, you have to apply online. I said, I'd like to talk to the store manager. Save him or her a lot of time. Can't do it. So that's where we are. You will be pre-screened by a computer before you can talk to a person at Walmart.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.